Welcome to the 209th episode of the New Customer Offer Podcast. This is our DraftKings Fantasy Golf Special Edition for the Houston Open on the PGA Tour. The Houston Open is the PGA Tour's curtain raiser for next week's Masters, and the field is strong enough with the world number one, Dustin Johnson, heading the lineup. This week, the Houston Open plays a new course, with the event moving from the old Redstone course to the downtown Memorial Park Golf course, a Tom Doak renovation. Expect raised greens, surrounding runoff areas, and very light bunkering. In fact, the course only has 18 bunkers, and it features mini Verde Bermuda grass greens with five par fives around a 7,400-yard par 72. With Dustin Johnson headlining the lineup, and the likes of Tony Finau, Brooks Koepka, Tyrrell Hatton and Hideki Matsuyama headlining the roster, I'll take you through my thoughts from a DraftKings perspective, highlighting players you should be interested in rostering. This podcast is for listeners of 18 and above. Please be gamble aware. You can visit begambleaware.org for more information. And of course, please bet responsibly. I'm Steve Bamford from New Customer Offer. newcustomeroffer.co.uk. You can follow us on Twitter at customer offers. Right, where do we start this week? Well, Dustin Johnson is at 11.5. We've got Tony Finau at 10.9. Next up is Brooks Koepka. Brooks Koepka, who was actually consulted on the development of this course, at 10.6. Tyrrell Hatton at 10.3. Hideki Matsuyama at $10,000. If I was pushed, I'd probably take DJ at the top of the shop. I think he's going to want to play well. He's got two wins in tournaments held the week before a major in the past since 2015. And I just think that Johnson is by far the best player in this field. But I'm not going for any 10,000 plus players. Instead, I've got a lineup that consists of two around 9,000. An 8,000, a 7,800, a 7,700, and a 7,100. Let me take you through it. First up, Russell Henley at $9,400. Henley is on a tear, top fives in his last two events, and his strokes gained numbers are absolutely exceptional of late. Over the last 8 weeks, we find Henley is ranked in this field fourth for strokes gained approach. He's also fifth for strokes gained around the green. From a tee to green totality, he's third behind just Dustin Johnson and John Herr. And from a strokes gained total perspective over the last 8 weeks, we have Dustin Johnson at number one, James Harn at number two, Tony Finau at number three, and Russell Henley at number four. This isn't the golf course that he won on and has an exceptional record on at Redstone, but with similar greens and just the way that this guy's hitting it from tee to green, I think Russell Henley is a must-have in your team this week. Closely followed by Sung Jae-im. Now, we know that Sung Jae comes to the party on Bermuda grass greens, and his 8 week numbers are also exceptional. From a greens in regulation perspective, he ranks sixth in this field. From an approach perspective, he's also ranking nicely at 16th in this field. And if you look from strokes gained tee to green, you'll also find Sung Jae-im ranks in this field in the top 15 from a strokes gained tee to green perspective. He's also ranking right now 14th in the top 25 strokes gained total. I think his price is fair enough, and we just know, you look at his record, Florida Swing, places like Sedgefield Country Club, Country Club of Jackson, Sung Jae-im is all over them. So 9-4 for Henley, 9-3 for Sung Jae-im. I've already mentioned this individual. He sits at $8,000, which is certainly higher than he has been for a long, long time. But James Harn, again, is playing golf from the gods at the moment. He ranks in this field across the last 8 weeks second behind Dustin Johnson for strokes gained total. So that effectively is strokes gained. Current form over the last 8 weeks. He's only second in this field to Dustin Johnson. And his tee to green game is phenomenal. Sixth for strokes gained tee to green over the last 8 weeks. And that is made up mainly of a strokes gained approach number, where he ranks seventh for strokes gained approach, level with Martin Laird, who won at Summerlin a few weeks ago. So $8,000 I'm prepared to pay that for James Hahn, who actually won on mini Verdi greens at Quail Hollow back in 2016. After Hahn, some hot hands I think are required. Wyndham Clark at $7,700, hits the ball a country mile, takes par fives apart, is a great putter, and coming off a fantastic performance at the Bermuda Championship, where he did very little wrong, but was just pipped to the post by Brian Gay. So Wyndham Clark at $7,700. He has played well in the Houston in the past. One up from him, Lee Westwood, European Tour plodder. But Lee Westwood, just about in the world's top 50 right now. And this very rare visit to the PGA Tour, clearly he's playing the Masters next week at Augusta National. He'll want to tune up for that very nicely in Houston this week at an event which is absolutely loaded for official world golf ranking points. Westwood could do with a belly full of those just to make sure that he gets to Christmas in the world's top 50. That will unlock WGCs and majors in 2021 as he's trying to get an automatic spot for the European Ryder Cup team. Then we have finishing the team. I think this guy is going to go extremely well as well. A great driver of the golf ball. A guy that takes par fives apart. And we've got five par fives this week. Harry Higgs. $7,100 rounds off my team. So we've got Russell Henley at 9-4. Sung Jae Im at 9-3. James Hahn at $8,000. Lee Westwood at 7-8. Then some youth. Wyndham Clark at 7-7. And Harry Higgs at $7,100. We are leaving $700 on the table with that particular Houston Open squad. Thanks for listening to this week's Houston Open DraftKings special. We'll be back very, very soon with the latest new customer offers from online bookmakers and from online casino. Goodbye.